This is the story of an elephant, and his name was Goliath. Goliath the Second. Sounds huge, doesn't he? He wasn't, though. He was tiny. Only 5'1". That is 5 1/8 inches, to be exact. Hardly any bigger than one of his own father's toenails. His father, Goliath the First, was a giant. 12 feet 2, 6 tons, 422 pounds and 14 ounces. And in elephant society, you know, the bigger you are, the better you are. So, quite naturally, Big Goliath was the supreme leader of the elephant herd. He was so huge and so powerful that he could push over the biggest tree with one nudge of his great trunk. So you can imagine how disappointed he was with such a tiny son who couldn't so much as push over a daisy. No, little Goliath couldn't push over a daisy. But he tried. Oh, he tried very hard. He'd do anything to please his great father. Why, he'd lower his head, curl up his trunk, and go charging at that daisy with all his might. The stem bent under his powerful lunge, and just when it was ready to break, the daisy sprang straight up again. And Goliath went tumbling trunk over tail in the grass. As an elephant, he was a failure, and the laughing stock of the entire jungle. A big joke to everyone. Well, that is, to everyone but his mother. You see, Goliath's mother was, well, she was like all mothers. She was proud of her little son, no matter what. All right, so he couldn't push over a daisy. But someday, he would amount to something. But raising such a tiny son in the dense and savage jungle was a big problem and a constant worry. Her number one worry was Raja. Raja was a crafty old tiger who could scarcely take his greedy eyes off little Goliath. All his life, Raja had been curious to taste an elephant, but they were always too big and too powerful. And now, at last, he'd found one just bite-size. And at the very first opportunity, oh, but he wasn't taking any chances. No, sir, Raja was too cowardly for that. Besides, a gray-whiskered old tiger who was down to his last tooth was no match for a big mother elephant, especially when she was angry. Poor woman. She must watch little Goliath every minute. If it wasn't old Raja, then it was something else. She must also worry about 100 big elephant feet. If they ever stepped on her little Goliath. Well, Eloise, Eloise, for heaven's sakes, look out, Eloise. You nearly stepped on Goliath. Why don't you watch where you're going, you clumsy ox? Well, don't you clumsy ox me. I can't watch out for your precious little brat. That's your worry. And if you think I'm going to pussyfoot around the rest of my life, and I've still got another good 70 years to go, you're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. And another thing, Goliath was always getting lost in the tall elephant grass. Oh, good heavens, Goliath's lost. Goliath, Goliath, Goliath. But if Goliath answered, she couldn't hear him for all the bird and monkey chatter. So there was nothing to do but search the grass inch by inch until she found him. It was like looking for a flea on a dog's back, only worse. But she always had help. Old Raja, the tiger. See, he was anxious to find little Goliath, too. And for a moth-eaten old tiger, he was a very good hunter. Like a striped phantom, he slipped through the deep grass, his pale yellow eyes not missing a thing. He left no stone unturned, no bush unlooked under, no log unpeaked in. no gopher hole, unlooked down. But alas for poor Raja, it was all for nothing. I found him, I found him. Here he is, everybody, here he is, everybody, relax. Yes, somehow she always found him. And at the end of the long, nerve-wracking day, she tucked her little Goliath safely into bed in an empty bird's nest high on a tree limb. And she rocked him gently to sleep. Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye, byeth, in the treetop by little Goliath. Now go to sleep and dream of good things. Old Raja can't get you unless he sprouts wings.